Vor dem nächsten Gang rennen wir eine
Before the next course, we will give you a wonderful presentation. We start classically, precisely, analytically, and well prepared. And then we have a small presentation, very intensive, and then for the end, very scientifically, and we have a mouse. He has a burner!
Das bin ich.
This is me. And yes, it's quite obvious something went horribly wrong. I can't do it differently. I love good food, okay? So, cooking good with everything that's at the Congress today is really a challenge. You have to follow the security rules. I just don't want to cook stupid stuff. Hamburg Fire Department. What is that? You have no idea and you're eating it anyways. Well, if you're controlling your vomit reflex, you can eat everything. That's exactly what I mean. I'm swearing I never wanted to get here. But now we are in the 39C3 and here you find fantastic equipment everywhere. It's just dangerous. You have to change your position towards Hall 1. Don't worry, fire department. Isn't it wonderful to be back here? Welcome, Hamburg. Is any of you liking to cook? Put your hands up. All right. That wasn't what I was expecting, but let me ask an easier question. Is somebody doing a job that's got to do with computers? Yeah, that's what I was expecting. My question was, keep your hands up. Did you ever do a live demo? It must be successful, then you keep your hands up. Okay, what are we doing today? Today we're doing something like a live demo. With everything is needed, just no eye mock-ups, no mock-ups, and no extra floor. Let's just see cooking on the open heart. Just go to mediaccc.de. I'm really looking forward to you watching this. So what did I bring for you today? Today is the day of disclaimers. Today I will, in the next hours, go through some processes, chemical processes, and we will also try them live, and something is going to be simplified for technical reasons, but important is for you that you understand it and you take the knowledge away with you. And also we've got some cynical comments like Clippy, but nobody knows him anymore. Our menu today consists of carrot wasabi, peppercorn, tofu, and bitter orange. I don't really write menu in here. I just put some general words and then with AI you've got to combine the rest.
Hip.
That's very fashionable.
Ist doch so.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Congress everywhere.
Wer kennt den there is Congress everywhere. Who knows that? Hands up, hands up. Okay. Congress everywhere. Congress everywhere. I'll just explain it. It's basically in your hackerspace at home or in other hackerspaces. The Congress is being live streamed, and there is a decentralized waffle operation center. So everybody drinks mate, junk, and eats waffles. So what happens if Clippy forgot to put the mate in the fridge? That's quite uncool, because all hackers and witches, they only like, will drink lukewarm mate, and that's of course not necessary because we should cool it. So here's our first experiment. I've brought for you, we'll have a camera coming over. Applause for the camera coming over. I've brought some ice for you. It's in a wine cooler. And this thing has about 3 degrees.
Yeah, okay. Also,
yeah, approximately 3 degrees.
Erste Erkenntnisgewinne sind nicht.
So, first knowledge is not 0 degrees.
Danke.
Thanks.
Die ist handwarm.
So it's hand warm. If I just put it in, then I've got the chance that it's cooled by the ice. But of course, the ice just has 0 degrees. That's why I brought ice and salt. And I'm just going to put that into the ice.
Ihr könnt gerne pfeifen, wenn ihr wollt.
You may make whistling sounds if you want to.
Kein Jeopardy pfeifen, ich bin schockiert. Ah doch.
Not the Jeopardy whistle. There we got it.
Okay, das reicht.
So that's enough.
Rühren wir hier mal ein bisschen um.
Let's just mix this a little bit.
Oh, guck mal, was passiert.
Oh, let's have a look. From 3 degrees, we've now got negative 0.5, 0.8.
Das wird sich wahrscheinlich noch ein bisschen beschleunigen lassen.
That's probably going to get fast. There's a way to make it faster. Ice isn't molten, but we'll just add a little bit more water to it.
Leitungswasser.
Just from the tap.
Und da drin wird jetzt,
and then inside,
die Temperatur vom Eis
the temperature
noch
will go lower even. We get an eutectic salt. Let me just break that experiment off for a moment. I'll give you an explanation.
Die eutectische Sohle ist relativ easy erklärt.
The eutectic base is actually really simple to explain. So if you just mix two substances, then you'll get an equilibrium at some point. And the one substance with a higher energy content, the warmer one, will cool down while the cooler one will warm up. So the ice, fresh from the fridge, has about, well, 3 degrees apparently, centigrade. And for instance, if you got like a full pot of, well, water and ice at home, and there will be some ice inside, and well, it will have like roughly a few degrees, but we can actually control that by just adding a bit of natrium, like, sorry, a bit of table salt, sodium chloride. Right, and now here we have a graph. There is the sodium chloride water and the mate, and I have the temperature over time. And we'll see that we can cool down our mate quite efficiently. Here's Clippy.
Gemütlich Eiswasser produziert. Kalte Mate produziert.
We now have just basically produced ice water essentially and have cooled down our mate, well, efficiently and successfully.
Habe ich gehört.
Right, let's escalate that a bit.
Ich bin da auch leicht eskaliert. Es war ein wunderschöner Sommermonat.
So, once upon a time was a very nice, moment in summer, and I had mate or a chunk. And after a certain amount of time, it kind of got warm in my hand, and you know, warm chunk, bah, disgusting. So I came up with something. Okay, well. Well, we're just going to skip that. Okay, got everything here.
Chaos Communication Cup.
And I brought with me the CCC, the Chaos Communication Cup. Looks very nice. Delicious.
Kann ja nicht sein, dass wir hier einen 1-Stunden-Talk haben.
Yeah. Can't have it that we got like a 60-minute talk and that, you know, it's going to get warm. Just can't have that. So let's talk about how it works. That thing is a old CPU fan. I'm just going to put it here. And we got a tin can, essentially, semi-insulation material. A Peltier cell, essentially.
Mich mein Transportmittel ordentlich ans Ziel gebracht, dann könnte ich euch das auch live demonstrieren. Ich hatte gesagt, es wird schwierig.
I would have been able to actually demo that live, but well, something came up, so I can't. But
dann wäre das eine super Gelegenheit,
weil was passiert? So, but I'm just going to explain what happens anyway. So with the Peltier cell, I can control the gradient of heat or energy between the tin can and the fan, actually. I can do that effectively using electricity. So using the Peltier cell, it's basically made up of multiple subcells, which is a semiconductor. And basically what we get is a thermic, it's called contact surface, and basically by putting all the semiconductors in sequence, we can actually get a gradient between the two contact surfaces.
All right, so what happens is the current flows through it, and on the boundary between those two elements, what happens is in the P semiconductor on top, energy is accepted, and on the bottom, energy is basically pushed out, and then the energy is kind of sort of pumped from the bottom to the top. Right? This is not a heat pump, it's not efficient, but it's basically kind of similar for today. But what we can now do with this is we can cool down our Mate by lowering the temperature gradient and then using the fan, and then it will stay cold.
Okay.
All right. Now let's get to our starter, which as told is the wasabi carrot thing. Right, we'll talk about wasabi later. So it's a kind of radish, I think, and we're going to make a mayonnaise out of this, and we're going to combine this with the sweet carrot. I already prepared this for you.
Dazu allerdings ein bisschen graue Theorie.
But before we can get to the practice, we have to do some theory.
Öl und Wasser.
What we here have is oil and water for our mayonnaise. Usually, you cannot mix them. Right, so if we put them together, then maybe shortly this works, but after some time, oil and water will separate, and one will separate out, right? We call this a dispersion, I think. But there is a great molecule called an emulsifier. In our case, it's egg yolk. And this has two parts, a lipophile, aka an oil-loving, and a hydrophile, which is a water-loving part. Right, so it's like a particle like this. It has like a water part and a little fat part, and then this can flow or float in our oil-water mixture.
Und damit könnt ihr das ungefähr so vergleichen wie...
This is a bit like...
Netzwerkmenschen anwesend.
Well, if there are some network people around here.
Oh,
no, no network people. It's a bit like the internet. You want to be able to leave the one subnet and enter a different one, and for this you have a gateway. And then from this gateway you can continue and so on and so forth. So we kind of look like a mediator or a gateway or something like this. And now we'll have a look at this live by creating mayonnaise.
Natürlich habe ich Werkzeug mitgebracht.
Obviously, I brought some tools.
Da bin ich mir sicher.
This one works, I'm sure.
Bisschen Öl.
And I brought some oil.
Und ja, vielleicht soll ich noch dazu sagen, ich bin ziemlich faul.
And I have to say that I'm quite lazy. You could now do this slowly and carefully by one drop by one drop.
Aber es gibt eine schnellere Möglichkeit.
But we have a faster way of doing it. You could call it the hacker shortcut.
150 Milliliter Öl.
Right, this is 150 milliliters of oil.
Dazu nehmen wir uns ein Ei.
Now we take an egg. To put the entire egg in.
Dass man eine Kochshow beim Hacker-Kongress macht.
By the way, I never believed I would end up doing this cooking show here at a hacking congress.
Wenn das mit dem Schutz nicht geht, dann machen wir es wenigstens so. So, besser. Bisschen Senf.
Alright, let's add some mustard.
Da reicht. Löffel. Ist nur ein bisschen für
den Geschmack. This is basically only for the taste.
Ihr dürft pfeifen.
You're once again allowed to whistle.
Ich liebe diesen Song.
Es I really love furchtbar. This. It's terrible.
Okay. Bisschen Pfeffer.
Alright, some pepper. Some salt.
Ich persönlich bin noch ein Fan, dass man ein bisschen Zucker reinmacht.
I also like adding a bunch of sugar or a bit of sugar, because this counters the acid that we will add later.
Und dann eine Zitrone.
And now we add a lemon.
Die vorher ausdrücken, also so ein bisschen quetschen.
First thing we do is we squeeze it a bit.
Könnt ihr ein bisschen mehr Saft rausbekommen.
And this way we can get out more juice.
Ich sag dir, das wird gefährlich.
As told, this is dangerous. And somewhere I had a fork.
So.
Alright.
Ihr habt aufgehört zu pfeifen.
You stopped whistling.
Ich höre euch doch sofort. Okay, reicht.
Alright, that's good enough.
Der spannende Teil.
And now for the exciting part.
Jetzt ist es so, dass das Kabel nicht reicht, dann machen wir das hier.
And as we can see now, once we figured out how to deal with the too short cable.
Bitte? Ein Vorherbild, ach so.
Ah, we want a picture of what it looks like before.
Der ist relativ unspannend. Ich versuche das mal hier so liegen.
Okay, so this is what it looks like before, but it won't be too exciting.
Okay.
All right.
Gerne. Normalerweise wird man jetzt das Öl gemütlich da reinlaufen.
Usually we would let the oil run in slowly, but I'm lazy. I just add it all at once.
And
because I have an extremely powerful hand mixer, I'll be able to start mixing very slowly.
Und jetzt müsstet ihr sehen,
and as you can see, an emulsion is starting to form at the bottom. As you can see, it's starting to turn white. I'm not sure you can see this properly, and I also can't guarantee that this will turn hard. Maybe it works better when I use high power. What am I doing? I'm very, very slowly moving this mixer up.
Und er zieht praktisch die Emulsion.
And what this will do is pull this emulsion.
Das ganze Öl nach.
Right, so basically everything is pulled to the bottom, the oil is pulled to the bottom, and if it all works out properly, this should turn kinda hard, kinda solid.
Oh ja, ja, ja.
Seems to work.
Voila.
All right. Mayo. Here you go. Mayonnaise.
Gleich mal ja. Gefahrgutabwehr.
All right. First thing to do is get rid of the dangerous bits.
Okay. Soweit dazu. Wir haben also eine Mayo.
Jetzt okay, so what do we have now? We have mayonnaise. I promised you a wasabi mayonnaise, but there's no wasabi yet. Let's take wasabi. Wasabi is not actually the green thing, you know, but it's a kind of root vegetable. And in this case I brought real wasabi. It looks like this.
Ja, bestes Publikum, muss ich ja.
I really like this audience.
Schnappen wir uns zwei Löffel.
Let's get two spoonfuls of it. Or maybe more.
Das reicht schon.
Okay, now that's enough.
Wie gesagt, das ist nicht das Zeug, was ihr irgendwie aus dem...
Bread, as said, it's not the thing you know from a cheap sushi store, but this is the good stuff. Ja, schwieriger zu bekommen. It's also harder to get, but it tastes very different. You'll be able to taste this later. Maybe, if you're here in person.
Eins. Zwei. Das langt schon. Pures Acetylen. Aceton. Nein, natürlich ist es Wasser.
Alright, so this is actually just water that I just mixed in. Okay, thanks for the hint for removing the salt. Oh man, I am enjoying this.
Ist schon fertig, keine Sorge, keine Sorge.
And just like this, we are done.
Okay. Okay. Das müsst ihr jetzt eigentlich noch ein bisschen ziehen.
This usually would need some time to rest now. But it can also do this in the mayonnaise, so we can just add it now. And then our mayonnaise will be done. Okay. There we go.
Gut.
All right.
Mayo gemacht.
That's the mayonnaise.
Kommen wir zu den Datenpunkten.
Well, let's get to the data.
Ihr wisst, was kommt. Nein, es fehlt tatsächlich.
You know what's coming. No, there's something still missing.
So. Die schmeckt auch anders wie die
Right, this tastes a little bit different.
Wasabi Mayo von unserer
Choose a wasabi mayonnaise from your favorite fries dealer around the corner who's upcycling something and is now adding it to fries everywhere. It really does taste different. You can try it because I've prepared something. But first, let's get to this theory.
Sous vide. Oh, jetzt kommt der Typ schon wieder
mit. Sous vide. Oh, this is the typical thermodynamic equilibrium. You so sous vide as a preparation for food. You have a temperature. You select a temperature in our cooking pot and a component, our carrots. And I can get these carrots or this meat into this water and it will just not get hotter as this 85 degrees. This has the big advantage in the professional gastronomy. I can't do things always perfectly in time, but I have to prepare a lot. And this is something that I can pair very well. So my meat, my tofu, my vegetables, I can prepare it so that it gets ready exactly at the right time for the guest. And here, there's of course a Congress version of this. The Congress version of this looks like this.
Unnötig kompliziert.
Unnecessarily complicated. Probably also not German industrial norm accepted. But it has the advantage, has a temperature curve and a regulator. You can use it also in your smart home. Two talks ago, like the washing machine and the talks a few talks earlier. And inside, you've got a boiler for your water. You've probably seen this before. An old milk foamer. It broke at some point because it needed to rotate water. And then a temperature sensor. And with those, I can get a temperature cooked to perfection. It's 18 or 85 degrees, but I can just leave it at temperature until the moment when I think now it's done. In our case, it was, I think, around half an hour. Let's get something to prepare from my box.
Und unglücklicherweise bin ich auch nicht jemand, der schön anrichtet.
Unfortunately, I'm not somebody who's doing this in a very pretty fashion, so I'm not doing it particularly aesthetically, just on top of each other.
So.
Right.
Ein oder eine oder eine Lebensform.
Now someone can come up and give it a try.
Nicht alle auf einmal.
Not everybody at once, please.
Ja, ihr müsst schon aufstehen.
You have to raise up. All right.
It's okay, gell?
It's all right.
Danke.
Thank you.
Es frisst die mir hier die
She just eats all the carrots.
Bitte schön.
All right, here you go. Just take the plate and share it with other people. I've got other things to do. Thank you.
Sous vide. Nun,
well, main course. Our main course is three components. I've already mentioned it before. Just tidy up a little bit. Oh, yes. Very cold now. Okay, our main course is three things. Peppercorn, maracuja and tofu. Let's just imagine you're a South African tech millionaire fascist and you've got too much money and want to shoot something into space.
I'm just thinking this is
getting a great point, but you just want to shoot something into space. And as always, if you put something in space, it gets quite hot because there's just some air molecules rubbing onto everything and it just gets really hot. This is why I've brought you something, a space pepper.
Können wir vom Saal Audio Hall drauf haben?
Can we have a echo in the Hall Audio? Space pepper.
Alle guten Dinge sind drei, die
okay, all... Is that right?
Space pepper.
Space pepper.
Pepper.
Ah, herrlich. Wenn ihr eure Paprika einfach in den Ofen werft, dann
if you just put your pepper into the oven, so that isn't great. So it's just gonna burn away. Okay, so we need something that protects it from burning away. An isolator. What is the heat shield of a space shuttle got to do with a sweet pepper? This metaphor I'm sure you're interested in. So there's two things. One of them is your pepper has a skin, but it also consists of water to a very large degree. So what happens if the skin gets very hot, 1650 degrees, approximately? Then of course you get a layer of carbon. Below that, you get an air cushion of steamed water. And that protects our pepper, in this case, from burning up. And also it's got the advantage of it gets smoke aroma. Because with smoke aroma, you got very different types of taste. And we're just going to have a look at that. I love this movie. All right, so I'll cut the pepper a little bit differently than you would do it. I'm just going to get a second dish to get some of the inner meat into. All right, there's some of the skin. I want to get the skin out. Nobody wants to eat that.
So, einmal.
Okay, that's for one, and that's for the other. And the third piece.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, you've just seen the backside. These are matches. We're in room one. I never knew this was going to happen, but I've brought matches onto the stage of room one.
Top skills.
Great skills. All right, that's now for serious.
I didn't
think that lighting a candle is going to be that complicated. All right, there we go.
Moment.
Wait. We've got some material.
Natürlich fällt wieder die Gabel.
Of course, the fork's missing again.
So, ich will mich natürlich auch nicht verbrennen.
I don't want to burn myself either.
Da geht noch ein bisschen was. Okay, also was passiert?
We can do a little bit more. Okay, so what happens? Let's look at the camera. I'm just going to burn. I can't use the oven, but open fire is fine.
Butangas.
I'm just using butane gas. Of course, no specific temperature.
Werde ich nachreichen. Ich brutzel das jetzt hier gemütlich.
I'm just burning this off. And what you can see is, with the camera, if I'm just going to go here full flame, nothing happens. Okay, the skin gets black.
Die Haut verbrennt hier.
Skin burns.
Aber überraschenderweise,
but surprisingly, the pepper itself doesn't burn, and this is the secret of this isolator. So the carbon layer, so the carbon layer that I've done
here,
dispels the temperature, and if I go here full blast with onto the skin, you can see there's a small glow in the pepper, but surprisingly, it just doesn't burn through. Even if I go into the corner, the meat of the just doesn't burn. So, quite a surprising thing, right? Thanks.
Wir kommen später noch mal auf die Kolleginnen und Kollegen zurück.
Gonna return to that later. Maybe.
Gut.
Right. Diese Paprika lässt sich jetzt relativ einfach auch schälen. Now this bell pepper can be peeled rather easily after charring it. Just gonna demonstrate that real quick. Und ihr seht, das kann ich jetzt einfach hier abziehen. Yeah. You see, you can just like peel it off, just like that. Really easy. Nice and smooth.
Dann mache ich mit der Rückseite vom Messer.
The backside of the knife, just for information.
Sollte wenig sein. Ich komme da auch später noch mal auf, warum es wenig sein sollte. Zurück.
Right, and you should remove like as little as possible. Obviously, I'm just gonna circle back to that later. Wow.
Da läuft ja doch das Wasser im Mund zusammen.
Wow, it really looks delicious, doesn't it?
Jetzt werdet ihr ein bisschen ungeduldig.
Don't get impatient.
Hätten wir das geklärt. Die Space Pepper.
The Space Pepper. Well.
Eine Sache. Ich werde jetzt noch ein anderes Experiment gleich mitmachen. Dazu ist es so. Nicht alle, was
ihr... I'm just gonna do another experiment. You know, not everything that you can do in the kitchen, you actually should do in the kitchen. Like, there are things, especially in the molecular kitchen, that are here basically to show another effect, right? Like change texture or like change the, you know, the shape. The question is like really ask yourself, do I need this silver spaghetti? Do I need that? I don't know. So here's like a small disclaimer again. Like, be aware that we are gonna use some additional chemicals that are technically not harmful, but you know, you can ask yourself if you really need it. Well,
dazu habe ich euch mitgebracht ein sogenannte Lösung, die ich noch nicht
I got a solution that I will not explain to you now.
Sie ist nicht brennbar.
It's not flammable.
Ja, ich wusste, dass ihr das wollt. Und eine zweite Lösung.
And we have a second solution.
Ich wusste, dass das passiert.
I just knew it would happen.
Feuergefährliches Ereignis dran.
Mm. Everyone just wants to see the flames, apparently. Wait, so I'm just gonna take a spoonful of that, like, viscous thing, right?
Und das müsste jetzt hier.
And I'm just gonna put that into the solution. I'm just gonna drop it in.
Hoffe ich, dass man das sieht.
And I hope you can see it. I'm just gonna, let me hold it like that. So, yeah, there's this droplet of that sauce just like floating inside the solution.
Ich kenne das Experiment noch gar nicht, warum klatscht ihr jetzt schon?
Wait, stop clapping.
Okay, also mach ich mal so 3-4 Tropfen.
I'm just gonna put a few more drops.
Soll für uns erstmal reichen. Jetzt kannst du noch ein bisschen vor sich hinziehen. Das verwenden wir eh gleich zum Würzen. Und ich erzähle euch ein bisschen wieder was.
Right. More theory. Let's go.
Was habe ich gemacht?
So, what did I do?
Ich habe die Soße, in unserem Fall eine Maracuja-Soße.
So, we got these sauces. One is a passion fruit. And I used alginates. Just algene. Just a jump to the left.
Wenn ich das püriere in langen Ketten vor.
So if I, you know, if I vortex it, if I blitz it, then it's a polysaccharide that you will have in long chains. Right. And we have just calcium, yeah, right, in the solution. These are calcium ions that can basically get attached with the long polysaccharides. And we get this kind of insulating skin on the outside when this happens. And well, in the end, basically what we get is a drop there with like a, you know, with the skin that's still liquid on the inside, even though. And basically, if we leave it like that, then it will kind of solidify and we'll get in a gel state, but we just don't want that, right? So, next experiment, let's go.
Ich hatte schon gesagt, irgendwie der Becher ist kaputt gegangen. Die Platte hat auch gleich mal
so pot broke. My stove also has an opinion. Well, we'll just solve that later. So I got tofu, as I promised. This one is pretty basic. Just gonna dice it real quick, because we all love symmetry. And surprise, surprise, guy on the stage forgot to do a marinara, but that's just what we're gonna do today. And now, live on stage. Just take some curry powder.
Markenname spielt eigentlich keine Rolle.
Just not gonna name the brand. Just take a little bit.
Holen wir den Deckel drauf und tun das mal zur Seite. Salz, Pfeffer.
Just add some salt and pepper.
Eine kleine Prise Zucker. Es ist wirklich nur eine kleine Prise. Das reicht schon.
We add a little sugar.
Da haben wir noch ein bisschen Öl rein.
That will suffice.
Falls dann doch irgendwie flüssig werden muss. Das reicht auch schon.
And a little oil.
Was ein Tag.
What a day.
Okay, reicht.
That's it.
Ich habe schon über, ich sag mal, chemische Experimente gesprochen und auch hier habe ich eine gewisse Vorbereitung.
I talked about a few experiments today.
Der Sahnesiphon.
Normalerweise alright. And the first thing we have is this cream device, which is usually used to create like foamy things. Today we're gonna put the tofu in.
Aber irgendwie hatte ich Bock drauf. Da einfach mal Tofu reinzuwerfen.
Right, and we'll see what happens. I was just kind of in the mood of trying it out. I also hope we'll be able to get this out later. We'll see. Let's add our marinade.
Dichtung drin.
Right, make sure the seal is present.
Mein Dank. Spoiler nicht. Mein Dank geht an meine Ex-Vermieterin.
I really want to thank my former landlady, who never saw this thing explode in my former kitchen and sprinkle the wall, creating an interesting texture on it, but she didn't notice, so thanks.
Okay, haben wir. Bisschen schütteln.
Alright, let's shake it a bit.
Immer schütteln.
So you always have to shake it. We're gonna distribute the marinade.
Ich lasse euch mal mit diesem Eindruck hier, schraubt dann noch ein bisschen was drauf. Vielleicht können wir noch einen zweiten coolen
Effekt. We have to screw some other things here.
Jetzt hat der Typ nicht nur voll gefährliche Sachen, sondern auch spitze Nadeln dabei.
Ui, right, we need to be careful, because this is not only a fire hazard, but also a cutting hazard.
Gucken, was
right.
Passiert.
Let's leave it there.
Was passiert? Habe ich euch hier mitgebracht.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition? And
this video is supposed to tell you what is gonna happen.
Müssen wir noch mal angucken. Yes.
Let's watch it again, maybe.
Was passiert an der Stelle?
What is happening?
Ich habe da Druck drauf gegeben, ich
habe da reingeschmissen. I added pressure.
Und
added a tofu, and this tofu is pretty dry. It mostly contains air, and due to the marinade and the pressure, the air inside of the tofu is being compressed, and this way I get flavor into the tofu, because usually tofu is pretty bland. You can either do this by marinating it for hours, or you do it quickly by pressurizing the whole device to 35 bars, 35 atmospheres, and then it goes a lot quicker.
Habe ich gemacht.
Right, that's what I did. I tested it for you. Now we can depressurize it.
Okay. So weit, so langweilig, so nichts ist explodiert.
Okay, nothing exploded, pretty boring. I'm very sorry if you wanted more action.
So, aber
okay.
Wir haben hier noch ein bisschen Rauch da drin.
As you can't see, there's a bit of smoke inside. I'm actually used
warum habe ich die Stickstoffmonoxid genommen? Weil es unter anderem
dye nitrogen oxide, also called laughing gas. Why did I use it? Because it actually increases the enhances the taste a bit more than normal air.
Ich hatte Schwierigkeiten hierher zu kommen.
I already told you once I had problems coming here. Oh, would you look at this?
Leer.
All right, it's empty.
Ja, die Schwierigkeiten hierher zu kommen, jetzt right. Nicht, weil irgendwie
I had some difficulty getting here. Actually not because the trains were late.
Heute ich fürs Zert auch noch gleichzeitig unser Dessert vorgekocht.
Because I also had to cook the third dessert today.
Und dabei hat das Ding irgendwie angefangen, Temperatursensor Warnungen oder so.
And we got temperature sensor alerts and security alerts and everything. So, let's see what happens today.
Und dann brutzelt das jetzt gemütlich vor sich.
So, we let this fry a bit.
Okay, das muss ich für den Stream wiederholen. Geht das auch mit Soda-Stream?
I have to repeat something the audience said. You can also do this in your soda stream, apparently. Technically.
Ja, aber nicht nachmachen.
Do not try this at home. I would recommend.
Hat da Dinge für euch in den soda stream geschmissen und das mal ausprobiert. Ja, es geht technisch.
Some people tried this in a soda stream, but well.
Dinge neigen dazu zu eskalieren.
Sometimes things escalate a bit.
Okay, währenddem das da gemütlich vor sich hin brutzelt.
Right. While this is still browning slowly,
eine relativ spannende Geschichte.
I can tell you an interesting story for once.
Bisschen was an Brenner dabei. Ich habe offensichtlich Lachgas.
As you might have seen, I took a burner with me. I took gas with me. I took a way too large knife with me. I'm very happy I arrived with the trains. This could have actually gone way wrong, but the police never cared. Probably because I look pretty trustable.
Also es brutzelt jetzt gemütlich vor sich hin.
All right, it's still slowly browning.
Wird jetzt braun werden. Sagen wir erstmal, es wird braun werden.
Yeah, we say it becomes brown, right?
Nur weil it's was browning. Braun wird, heißt es ja noch lange nicht, dass es irgendwie gut schmeckt. Oder
right,
dass
so dann there's a difference between something turning brown and something tasting well. So I get into the chemistry of this later on. But what we can already see now is that... Not quite yet.
Da kann man es vielleicht schon mal hören. Na, noch nicht.
Na.
Okay, jetzt drehe ich mal um.
All right, now when we turn them around, we see.
Gut, dass es kein Geruchsfernsehen gibt.
Thankfully, or actually, it's unfortunately for you, that there is no TV that can transmit smell.
Okay.
You actually can't hear the nice noises it makes when I do things here, right? So what happened is it formed a so-called crust.
Gut, das ist jetzt nichts Neues.
Wie die Kruste entsteht, gucken wir uns gleich an. But how this crust was formed, we will look at later. But there's another poll for you now. Did any of you ever put tin foil into a microwave? Some people raised their hand. Are you still alive?
Okay, also Alufolie in die Mikrowelle zu schmeißen, das habe ich mir sagen lassen, jetzt vielleicht nicht
die beste Idee. I was told that putting tinfoil into a microwave is not the best of ideas. This could go wrong. So maybe remember tinfoil and microwave tends to go wrong.
Was wir an der Stelle übrigens sehen, die Platte heizt ungleichmäßig, aber hier entsteht, wie gesagt, diese Kruste.
Right, so we can see this crust forming and due to technical issues it's forming unevenly, but let's ignore this a bit.
Die Glucose da drin?
The glucose inside is a sugar, reacts with the amino acid. It's called glucosylamine and water. The water is evaporating and it's the first step with of this reaction. The things get brown and taste well. So the glucosamine turns into an amidori product, which is an intermediate product to the second step. In this reaction, it leads to this, that there is an opportunity made for an additional metabolization to other things. So one of them is a nice color and different aromas. And for example, this is from roasted things. This is an example of coffee, for example, where you can smell. This is a very good example for this reaction, where sugar reacts with amino acids into a complex new chemical. And everybody's got a fan of coffee. No, this is really complicated. This is over 1,000 aroma types in coffee, but then it's just one bean that's being heated up. So all of this is the reaction. Okay, that's fine for now. Tofu is hot. It's maybe not equally cooked, but got a crust from one side. And before I'm going to go more deeply, this is just another disclaimer. All of this temperature-supported reactions, in all cases acrylamide is potentially cancer-causing, and this, of course, we want to use as little temperature as possible. So potato chips, for example, they are, of course, getting hot, and of course they produce potentially cancer-causing molecules. Be careful. That happens here as well. Just to a small degree, and this is why it's not dangerous. But things that can go wrong, try to avoid that. Also, because of this temperature, we're destroying the molecular structure. For example, lysine is not in it anymore. That leads temperaturing it, heating something up, is not always a good thing. So here is maybe a good thing, but it does always lead to the product changing and, of course, has a different nutritional value. So just for you to try tofu with the roasted pepper.
So. Offensichtlich gibt's nur vier Stück Soße, aber ich glaube,
it's just four pieces of ich mach's nämlich auch. Dipping sauce, but yeah.
Fällt ein bisschen Salz, aber eigentlich.
Well, it's missing a little bit salt, but it's okay. Das mal zur Seite gestellt. Let's just put that aside.
Okay, damit genug unserer Vorspeise.
That said, we've done enough for the starters. Oh, there was one thing I was still promising. Our sour drops.
Ich pack das mal hier zur Seite und
I'll just put that aside and let's see if that works.
Mit der Kamera,
with the camera, you should see something like that. You can see it's gotten really hard now. If I take my knife
und schneide es mal auf.
And I cut that open.
dann läuft da eben dieser flüssige
It just runs down, the core is still liquid. And this is because of the net structure of the alginate and the calcium lactate. So there is these nice balls.
Noch eine nebendran, dass ihr das alles probieren könnt.
One to the side, so you can all try. All right. There we go, we've got our main dish. Who wants to try? Take the plate, just take it with you and enjoy. Salt is maybe a good idea. All right.
Oh my God, es scheint wohl lecker zu sein.
My God, apparently it's tasty or everybody's hungry. That could also be the case.
Gut.
Okay.
Lasst mich währenddem ihr gemütlich noch den Tofu futtert.
Ach, while you're eating tofu, oh, already done.
Hier ein bisschen aufräumen.
Let me tidy up a little here.
Oh, jetzt wird's albern.
Oh, this is gonna get silly.
Unser Dessert.
Our dessert today.
Ich hatte vorhin schon angekündigt.
I already announced it. It's mainly gonna be caramel. Caramel is not as you're expecting. Hey, it's just got tofu and then caramel is just the same. But caramelizing sugar of pure carbohydrate does not create an amino reaction. So, because there's no amino acids, so if you put cream inside, then yes, it's a different thing, but in our case, no. We are caramelizing. Well, that on the stages of sugar, so if you took sugar syrup and you heat it, or sugar and water, you heat it up, then you get sugar syrup. I think before we already heard it, it's who remembers the schnapps truffles? So it's a crystal sugar crust. It's in the end just sugar syrup, which has been dehydrated, so it turns into a surface texture. So now if we just start with the sugar at about 150 degrees, it first thing we get is a light caramelization. Then to 170 degrees Celsius, it turns into slightly darker caramel, like a intermediate caramel, 182 degrees, 188 a dark caramel, up until a dark caramel, which is around 200 degrees Celsius, which is also called sugar color. If you like whiskey,
in rum auch und in überraschend
so also in rum, quite a lot of rums. The situation where an XO rum, it says sugar color, and that is in fact just a dark caramel, which matches the color of a rather cheap rum or whiskey, a little bit darker, and then you just color it. So what happens if you make it even hotter than 200 degrees? You remember the microwave? We get this. We get a separator. So in the 31C3, Julia Longtid did try to melt it in the microwave, and in 2 hours she managed to melt it, and she had 700 degree. Liquid aluminium in her kitchen and wasn't really sure what to do with it. Who doesn't know that?
Super talk. Schaut euch den an. Ich glaube,
it's a great talk. Have a look. It's, I think it's called 3D casting aluminium.
Findet ihr vom 31C3.
You find it in 31C3. Findet, dann könnt ihr mich noch ansprechen. Da habe ich einen Link zu. I have got a link for you.
Sie hat die Form mit Zucker.
She's basically painted a shape with sugar, and then it hardened at very high temperatures, and then it turns into carbon, and then turns into a surfactant.
Geht. Dazu haben wir hier einmal
For this, we've got a little bit of sugar.
Karamell, wer es nicht kennt, ja, ist am Ende...
Caramel, who doesn't know it, in the end, it's nothing else but just heated sugar. I personally am a big fan of adding a little bit of water because that just increases making a liquid much faster.
Und durch das bisschen Wasser lässt sich das Ganze
just a little bit of water helps stirring it and dissolving it.
Und das gucken wir uns gemütlich
an. And we're going to have a look at that.
Parallel right now, ich schon mal was zum
Ablöschen. In parallel, I'm going to get something to... dissolve it.
Mm-hmm. Mal gucken, was passiert.
Let's have a look what happens. Maybe the temperature sensor says it doesn't work.
Okay, sehr gut.
All right, very good. It's starting to boil.
Jetzt im Bild.
Now, in the picture, you can see, first of all, a sugar-water mixture. It's just dehydrating, and the sugar is dissolving. I'll just explain in a minute what chemically is happening, but just for now, it's just bubbling. It has around 160 degrees, and the sugar syrup is just liquefied saccharose. Glucose and fructose and is bubbling. So now we can see on the corners it's slowly starting to darken. Over here, definitely here. No need for rush, but in a minute it's going to become quite quick.
In der Theorie.
Theoretically at least.
Wieso habe ich nur damit angefangen? Also es riecht gut.
Oh, it smells quite well, I can already assure you.
Aber das, bringt mich
right, this brings me back to an interesting question. If it just gets darkens a little bit, surprisingly many people said they're cooking in kitchen. So what have you hacked or built? Is there any experiences? Just shout out things you've done in the kitchen. Did you do? Oh, you hacked your coffee machine. All right, what did you do?
Oh, PID.
PID.
Correct. Sehr gut.
Great. Interessiert mich brennend. It's really interesting to me. Let's talk about that later. But I just really need to take that out. It's now darkening. Let's just...
Ha, noch kein Temperaturproblem.
Ah, no temperature problem.
Mist, habe ich nicht gehört. Sag es nochmal.
I didn't hear that, unfortunately. What did you say?
Do you want to add mayonnaise?
Nein, nicht mit Mayo. Okay, das reicht das mal.
No, of course not.
So, wäre das noch so ein bisschen reduziert. Right, so while this is reducing, I have more theory.
Das brennt nicht an. Wenn nicht, haben wir das Cert hier.
If not, we got Cert. Yeah.
Und zwar, wie funktioniert das denn jetzt in der grauen Theorie?
Right, so now the theory on this.
Ich traue der Sache noch nicht ganz.
Oh, I'm just gonna check real quick. Ah, that's running real nice.
In der grauen Theorie blubbert das Ganze.
Right. So in theory, everything is bubbling, you know.
Always
Und unsere Saccharose.
And our saccharose is splitting up in fructose, glucose,
zerspalten wird in Säuren, well,
which then dissolves in maltose and furan using acid. It's the thing we use to deglaze. There's other things, but you know, there's a lot of reactions happening at the same time, and it's not really known to full extent what's actually happening, but it's really interesting and damn tasteful. It's damn delicious. But now, the candle. Ooh, this time I'm gonna get it done. Well, no, second try. Let's go. Ah, we got it.
Die pusten schon von der Zuschauertribüne. Uiuiuiuiui.
So now, can we dim down the lights a bit? Cozy.
Hä? Was passiert denn hier?
What do you mean?
Licht!
Ahem.
Oh, wo kommt ihr denn her?
Oh. So where did you come from?
Macht's Licht, nicht ich. Wer's heiß?
Go on. Ah, incinerate. Fire.
Look, Blubbel. It's fire.
Behold, Blubbel. Fire. Just a small campfire in hall one.
Aber das habe ich natürlich nicht einfach so gemacht. Wir wollen da natürlich auch ein bisschen was von haben.
Just for the fun.
Deswegen habe ich auch schon mal heute Mittag vorbereitet.
So, that's why I prepared something today already. I'm just gonna add that here.
Hier piepst doch was.
Something's beeping.
Geil.
Well.
Lassen wir unsere Crepe da noch ein bisschen drin rumziehen. Auch weiter,
so we're just gonna let our small little crab float around in the mixture. Oh, it's actually two.
Wieder was zum Probieren.
All right, another thing for the audience to try.
Ich habe Orangen filetiert.
I also did orange fillet. I'm just gonna add that. Ah.
Mai, könntet ihr das riechen? Ach, ihr könnt's ja.
I wish you could smell it.
Und dazu haben wir jetzt hier schön lecker einmal eine Crepe, die habe ich heute
mit vorbereitet. All right, we've got crepe.
Darauf habe ich noch ein paar Orangen mitgebracht.
And a few oranges.
So. Orangen gibt's mir dazu. Wer mal
gonna
probieren?
Scoop that out real quick. Any volunteers to try that?
Ich will es ehrlicherweise selber probieren. Ja,
I actually want to try it myself.
Nein, nein, nein. Ah, aber Besteck braucht ihr.
Ah.
Keine Filmreferenz, aber kennt ihr Fight Club? Okay, wer mal? Hier war ich schon.
Alright. Who wants to try?
Es ist Ei drin. Es ist nicht vegan.
There is some egg in this. It's not vegan.
Vorsicht heißt.
Sorry.
Die zwei Löffel.
Die Spoons.
So, schön teilen.
Go and share.
Okay.
Alright.
Damit.
Well then.
Haben wir gemütlich unsere Karamell gesehen. Wir haben
we basically, you know, watched our caramel. We did the crabs. That's it.
Das war die vermutlich komplizierteste Kochshow.
That was probably the most complicated cooking show here at Chaos. I hope you have fun. Go out there, share the message. Chemistry is very fun and it's hella tasty. Here's some sources. This lexicon here, really, really good. It's like a multidimensional matrix of, you know, things that you can try.
Richtig gutes Buch und jetzt dieses Jahr lustigerweise gleichzeitig mit meinem
The One Teased by Car also
ist von der Bild- und Tonfabrik
amazing
und
die ZDF und BTF
hoffe ich.
It's a video, The Chemistry of Cooking. It's really, really cool stuff. And with that, we'll give it off. Thanks for listening to the English translation of our, well, overcomplicated cooking show. Your translators were Kvi, Yoho, and ZTR. We appreciate your feedback. Please email out as hello@c3lingo.org. That's hello@c3lingo.org, or use the hashtag C3Lingo on Mastodon. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your evening.
Nachdem irgendwie ein paar Leute gelacht haben, glaube ich, es war okay.
Ja, kann man so sagen, oder? War okay.
Danke.
So, okay.
Zwei Fragen können wir stellen lassen, habe ich gesehen.
Time for two questions.
Da schon an den Mikrofonen Fragesteller. Da, auf der rechten Seite sehe ich eine Hand hoch.
If there's somebody, all right, on the side over there.
What are the movie references?
Also, zuerst mal, hier war die Frage, was waren die Filmreferenzen? Dann sehen wir dort drüben
all right, the question was, what were the movie references?
Hat jemand Vorschläge?
Does anybody have suggestions for the movie references? Oh, it's written there. Oh no. Well, there's your answer.
Ratatouille, Stranger Things, Space Oddity, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Big Lebowski, From Dusk Till Dawn, Life of Brian. Am Ende haben wir hier sogar noch gesehen.
And then in the end we even saw Fight Club, or we more like heard it. These were our movie references. Thanks to Lucas. There's a question on mic 4.
Yeah, thank you for the cooking, it's amazing. But there's one more information I would like to have. I would like to know what you used to deglaze the caramel.
Yes, it was crepes Suzette. So it was orange juice in order to make the crepes with oranges, but yeah, orange juice.
Guess what? Orangen. Liqueur.
So yeah, it was orange liquor, so that's what burned there.
So, eine weitere Frage haben wir an Mikrofon 3 auch noch. Bitte gerne.
War die gleiche, okay.
Okay, hat sich erledigt. Dann
the
haben
question
wir
disappeared. Now microphone 2.
Test.
Du wolltest noch erzählen,
you wanted
warum
to tell us
von der schwarzen Kohlenstoffschicht auf
you know, why we shouldn't have too much of that carbon surface on the pepper.
Yes, it's the acrylamide, because it's probably causing cancer. We don't really know how much of it is too much. There's discussions about it. We first had to discuss whether even a little bit is very bad or... Nah, maybe it's not that bad, they realize later, because they basically eat this all the time. And none of us have yet died of cancer very early, so we're trying to figure out how much is the limit. And with the pepper, I try to scrape off the acrylamide so that it's not too much, but well. Okay, thanks again for the questions, and thanks again, Lucas. And please tell us, which bar do we have to go to in order to have a drink with you afterwards? And I think the main bar is the place to be currently. All right. So if you want to talk more with Lucas or about his day job or whatever, just talk to him. Bye-bye.
Danke, Lucas.
Now there's a final important announcement just to the door angels and the evacuation angels. Please bring the vests and all the equipment you needed for this stuff back.
Und ansonsten, hier vorne, guckt, dass ihr die Reihen soweit komplett leert, dass ihr Müll mitnehmt, Flaschen mitnehmt und bleibt sicher, wenn es draußen wieder glatt sein solltet. Und damit eine schöne gute Nacht, einen tollen Abend weiterhin noch.